Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're continuing in the second parak of Masach Shavuos, and we're up to parak Bey's Mishnah Hay. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hasharet v'nala mimenu, that the Pasuk says that Hasharet, and then he forgot about it. Al halam sharet chayiv einu chayiv al halam migdash. And we learn from that Pasuk that you're chayiv to bring a korban for forgetting about, that you became tameh, forgetting about the fact that you had encountered a sharet and had become tameh from it and went into the base of migdash, but you don't have to bring a korban if you forgot that the place you were going into was the Beis HaMikdash and you knew that you were Tameh. Rabbi Akiva Amar V'nel Mimenu V'hu Tameh. The Pasuk says V'nel Mimenu V'hu Tameh, and we derive from there Al-Helm Tumah Chayiv Einu Chayiv Al-Helm Mikdash, that you're only Chayiv if you forgot about the Tumah, but you're not Chayiv if you forgot about the Beis HaMikdash. So they both agree that you don't bring a korban for going into a Beis HaMikdash without realizing that it is the Beis HaMikdash, but what they disagree about is knowing where the tumah came from. According to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have to know what kind of tumah you have, as long as you know that you are a tumah. Whereas Rabbi Lezer says you have to know where the tumah came from, that it came from a sharet, and that's why it specifically identifies hasharet. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, V'nelam shtei pavim. It says v'nelam twice. The chayv alham tumah ve'al alham mikdash. Meaning, this is the sheet that we've been assuming, like up until now, that halama of either one. If you forget either one, either the tumah or that the makom you're in is the base of mikdash, you're going to be chayv to bring a carbon. Now we move on, Be'ez Hashem, to the third parak of Maseches Shavuos. Shavuos shtayim shein arba. Shavuos are two that are really four. Shavuot, meaning two that are explicit in the Torah, two more that we derive from the Torah. Shavuos sha'ochel v'shelo ochel. The person takes a shavuot that he will eat or that he won't eat. Sha'ochelti v'shelo ochelti. He takes a shavuot that he did eat or that he did not eat. Shavuos shelo ochel v'ochel kol shu chayiv. If a person takes a shavuot that he won't eat and then he eats even the tiniest amount, he's going to be chayiv div Rabbi Akiva. Amul al Rabbi Akiva, selcham said to Rabbi Akiva, heichem ratzin v'ochel kol shu chayiv, shezeh chayiv. That's never the halacha. The halacha, when it comes to isurei achila, is shiras b'kazayis. Where do you ever find that eating a kol shu is going to be chayiv for achila? Amalehen Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded, "V'chechem matzinu b'medaber maybe carbon." She said, "Medaber maybe carbon." Where do you ever find an equivalent in the Torah that for saying something you have to bring a carbon, like you have over here, where just saying something and you have to bring a carbon? Meaning the whole thing is unusual. Shavu shelo ochel va'achal v'shasa. If a person says that he takes a shavuah that he's not going to eat, and then he eats and he drinks, so he violated that shavuah twice. Einu chayiv ela achas. He only has to bring one korban, because there are lots of violations of the same shavuah can all be mechaper with one korban. Shavuah shelo achal v'shelo eshta v'achal v'shasa. But if he says, "I swear I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink," and then he ate and drank, so chayiv shayiv, he's chayiv too, because he made two separate shavuahs and he violated both of those shavuahs. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah of Perek Beis, we said that Rabbi Eliezer holds that we derive from the Pasuk that you're only chayiv a korban if you didn't, if you forgot the source of your tumah, but not if you forgot about the fact that you're in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Akiva says you're only chayiv a korban if you forgot the fact that you are tameh, but you didn't, not if you forgot the fact that you're in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yishmael says if you forgot either one of those factors, the source of your tumah, that you're tameh rather, or that you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be chayiv a korban. The difference between the first two opinions is if you forgot the source of your tumah, but you remembered that you're tameh. And then in Mishnah Aleph, we have Shavuah Shtayim Shein Arba. If a person takes a Shavuah that he's not going to eat, so Rabbi Kiva holds even for eating a kol shahu, he's going to be chayiv. And the Chum said, "Where do you ever find such a thing? Pachas Mikzayis, you're going to be chayiv." He said, "Well, this whole thing is a unicorn. The whole thing is such an anomaly that you're chayiv for only saying something. If a person takes a Shavuah that he won't eat, and then he eats and drinks, he's only chayiv one karban. But if he takes two separate shavuos, one not to eat, one not to drink, and he does both of those things, then he's going to be chayiv two karbanos." Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis.